Welcome to today's Living Word for May 13th, 2024. I'm TJ Gentry. Please join with me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We're continuing to make our way through the book of John. We come today to chapter 3. We're going to look at verses 9 to 17, where we will see that salvation is revealed. Before I read the text, let's remember the background from the beginning of the chapter. Nicodemus has come to Jesus by night. He is asking questions about the ministry that Christ is accomplishing and how it's possible to do those things. Jesus has talked to Nicodemus already about being born again, explaining that you have to be born of water and the Spirit. And Nicodemus is befuddled. And that's where we'll start with verse 9 today. And again, we're going to see in verses 9 to 17 this teaching about salvation being revealed. So John writes in verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said to him, that is Jesus, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And thus far the reading of God's word. So we start off here with this question from Nicodemus. He basically doesn't understand, how is it possible to be born again? And so Jesus chidingly and directly calls him out for being the lead teacher in Israel and not knowing these things. That's where we start to understand that when it comes to being aware of what Jesus is teaching here about salvation is revealed, we need to understand first that the Old Testament reveals Jesus to those willing to see him. That's the whole point to Nicodemus. You're the teacher of Israel. You don't know these things? You should. Paying attention to the Old Testament will point you to Jesus. And when Jesus said, I'm telling you, Nicodemus, that we, he's speaking of the Trinity there, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, we speak about what we know and we testify about what we've seen and you don't receive our witness. He's basically saying, you don't understand even the most basic things, let alone the deeper question that you're asking about being born again. That's why he said, if I've told you earthly things, you must be born again. How are you possibly, if you don't understand that, going to understand the process behind it, what God is doing? But Jesus is very gracious because he is going to explain it to Nicodemus, and aren't we glad he did? But the point there in verses 9 to 11 that is this, that when it comes to speaking of salvation being revealed, the Old Testament reveals Jesus to those willing to see him. This is why Paul preached the gospel from the Old Testament. We should be able to go to the Old Testament and see how it points us to Christ. It reveals Messiah. It teaches many things, but those things all find their culmination, their focal point in Jesus. All the promises that will be fulfilled to Abraham, the promise of the Davidic king, the promise to all the people of God, the promise to ethnic Israel, all of that will be fulfilled, but it will be fulfilled in Christ. And so when we see the Old Testament, if we want to understand how salvation is revealed, we have to understand it begins being revealed there. The Old Testament reveals Jesus to those willing to see him. Then, after Jesus points that out, he goes into this language that is a little mysterious. After pointing out that Nicodemus, if you can't believe what I've already told you, there's no way you're going to get a deeper truth. Then he says, no one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man in heaven. Now Nicodemus would have connected that with Jacob's ladder, but Jesus is simply saying, I am the one who is in heaven. I've come down from heaven, and I will ascend into heaven again. Now, this is a wonderful mystery to contemplate. Don't let it hurt your head, because it can. So when Jesus was on earth, the Son of God had incarnated in flesh, and his flesh was bound in space and time. He lived at a particular place with a particular group of people, but Jesus is also God. He's the Son of God. He's the second person of the Trinity. He is eternal, and he is omnipresent. So Jesus was on earth in the incarnation. He was also in heaven. Now, I know that makes your head hurt. It should. But what's happening is the glory of God is being revealed by the Father through the Son is on earth, and as he continues to reign with the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, and in heaven. This point that Jesus is driving at is simply this. Yes, the Old Testament reveals those willing to see me, but I am the one who brings the mystery of heavenly grace to man. There's so much to grace, and it is beyond our comprehension, ultimately. But what we can know of it, we only know because Jesus has brought it to us. So when it comes to salvation being revealed, Jesus brings the mysteries of heavenly grace to man. If you know about Jesus, if you understand salvation, that's because Jesus has brought it to us. Then in verses 14 to 16, that's where we get the statement about Moses having to lift up the serpent in the wilderness, and that's a reference to Israel when she had sinned. And so there was a brazen serpent put on a pole, and those who looked to it in faith were healed. Those who didn't weren't. Jesus said, I have to be lifted up as well. Why? Because people need saving. Jesus is saying, just as Israel needed salvation in that moment, the whole world needs salvation. And that salvation is only possible by faith as you look to me. But it's offered to all who will believe. That's why John 3:16 is so important. God loves the world. He gave his unique Son that whoever believes, anybody would not perish but have everlasting life. So in those verses, 14 to 16, we see that God's provision of salvation, it's necessary. We need to look to Christ. Just as Israel needed to look to that serpent on the brazen, the bronze serpent on the pole, they had to look in order to be healed. We have to look to Christ. There's no salvation outside of Christ. It's necessary. We need salvation. But here's the good news. It's also offered to all who will believe. And God has enabled belief in all people. So salvation is indeed revealed in Christ. Just to summarize what we said this far before we look at verse 17, 9 to 11, we see that the Old Testament reveals Jesus to those willing to see him. 12 and 13, we see that Jesus brings the mysteries of heavenly grace to man. And then in 14 to 16, we see that God's provision of salvation is necessary and offered to all who will believe. And then we get this wonderful verse, verse 17. If you know John 3:16, you should know John 3:17, that God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See, God's desire is to bring salvation through Jesus to the whole world. Christians don't bring condemnation, they bring hope. That doesn't mean we don't address sin. The whole reason we need saving is because of sin. But the message of the gospel is ultimately a hopeful message. Yes, the bad news is we're lost in our sin and deserving of eternal separation. But the good news is, having seen that, becoming aware of that by the grace of God, when we look to Christ in faith, we're saved. God's desire is to bring salvation through Jesus to the whole world. So what a beautiful passage. Salvation is here revealed in these four different ways. I guess the closing question I have is this. If salvation has been revealed, do you see it? Amen.